Pause recording.
So, as I was saying, you can cut and hold the piece of fruit in your hand. However, I don't recommend it for someone starting out, because that can be definitely a bit dangerous. And if you do cut within your hand, you want to be very, very careful as to how you do it. Now, I'm not doing a in-my-hand cut right now. I am actually, here we are. One thing I can tell you, too, is as you're doing this, if you can take note of your, there we go, the angle at which your rind is laying, the slant, and you contour along that slant, you can actually get it to come out in a more even way. There's a way of cutting it. I'm actually I had a little piece where I came out a little bit into the meat of the fruit, so I'm kind of trying to correct that a little bit. And it's a definite something we can do. There is a method of, let's say you have your most of the way around your what you're cutting, you can also cut along, if you take note of where your boundary is, you can cut along going, instead of going from right to left, moving from right to left. You can move from left to right. Okay, where is my Haswell? There it is. And kind of go along it that way. I will say one thing. The smaller the knife that you use, actually the easier it is. If you have a shorter knife blade, you can actually get, it's actually easier to do this contouring. There we go. There we are. If you can kind of notice where your soft parts are of your fruit, well, stay in the basket, you turkey. You can actually go ahead and salvage the fruit that might be left behind in the rind piece. Know that you're not getting partly green. There we go. Yep. Okay, good. That's a good and hard part. Keep this away from the part of our dish drainer. We've got one more piece left. This you can actually tell if you have your wedges cut a certain way. You can actually feel where your boundary is. And I'm going to say, right there. As you venture your knife point in, you can tell, it is actually easier to do once you learn how to do it more, going from left to right, because you can actually feel your boundary, and kind of work from makes it nice once you get your boundary laid out, then you can literally cut right along it. Sometimes that boundary is a little hard to tell, but it's doable. By no means is it impossible. I thought at one time, before I was taught really how to do it, that as a blind person it would be a bit hard to do this. However, it is not. It's really not that hard. Yeah, it is rather neat to do this because it allows one to buy a melon and prep it yourself and be able to either be it for a fruit salad gathering or, you're wanting to do it just for breakfast for yourself. You can kind of get it together and go from there. And there's Mr. Cody calling out and cooing. And probably a little bit of dead time here, but with my hands gooberized, I can't really get to the controls, but hopefully this makes a lot of sense to everybody, and it is workable. It looks like we have done all that we can do here, and
I think we should do more cooking things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, instructionals. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
All righty. Do you want me to?
So I hope everyone has enjoyed and was able to learn from this. And
it takes practice.
Takes practice, and it's fun to be a cut-up. Happy cutting.
All right.
Pause recording.
So I hope that you all enjoyed our live versions. The last two that we did were live and demoing how to do something. I think that it's always better to be able to demo something and, you can at least be able to hear. I mean, a lot of us blind people, all we need is hearing anyway, and perhaps a little hands-on would be good. If you want to try this, have someone sighted with you if you feel more comfortable. If you don't, then you want to try it, go for it. But just remember, keep those fingers behind the blade, which means keep your hand towards you, and you're cutting, you're able to see a distance of where you're cutting because you're looking, and the knife is after your hand. So I always say keep your hand behind the blade, but as you're pushing forward with your hand, right hand, dominant hand, would be the cutting action hand, and then your left hand would be the one nearest to you. So your left hand is your holding and your guiding, but your right hand is your cutting. So try to keep your fingers in like a curled fashion, but straight enough that you can actually use it for a distance measuring tool and a guide.
No lost appendages.
And let's not have any lost appendages. Okay, so that's enough from us on preparing watermelon for today. Have a good day, and we may be back to do more audio booths for you.